No matter how big your problem may seem, there is a way out. Stop Suffering, a program brought to you by the Universal Church of the Kingdom of God. Join us every Tuesday and Thursday from 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. only on Eagle FM.
Matokelapo vakweto tate kalunga ne muyembek. May God bless all of you, dear listeners of the Stop Suffering program. We are back to pray for you before the end of the program, and I'm sure God will bless your life. I'm not alone here in the studio of Eagle FM here in Vinduk. I'm here with Pastor Ananias. Matokelapo, Pastor.
Matokelapo, Bishop. Matokelapo, Shuwana, Shikesho, Kombinga, Nombinga. O programa enjono ngashita ya mumbepo. Emo ehurisopo yo kumoni huna programa njono to etorano a pandro congrega Universal Church o turimpano a horikene na mongro genena o potua petu etoja pya karunga. Good evening, Bishop.
And those who want to call the toll free number from the beginning of the program, want to include your name in the prayer book, you can call now 0800 22 3335 0800 22 3335. You can call and include your name, or perhaps you have a family member who is struggling with drugs, with alcoholism, with suicidal thoughts. Perhaps you have a lot of spiritual problems in the family as well, like you don't sleep well at night. Many people, they struggle nowadays. Many people, they struggle to sleep at night. They even go to bed, Pastor Ananias, they even go to bed. They're tired because they were working during the day or doing their things, business, trying to do their things during the day. At night, they are tired, the body's tired, but they don't have peace. They can't sleep well. It's like they're even afraid. Some, they are afraid of the night because they know if they sleep, they will suffer spiritual attacks. They'll suffer with bad dreams, like they are eating something. They have husband of the night, wife of the night, something like coming to sleep with them. But we want to make a challenge, like we have been making every Tuesdays and Thursdays. We want to make a challenge. Which challenge? You're going to pray with us. You're going to have a glass of water or a bottle of water. You're going to pray with us, and you are going to sleep well. It's a challenge of faith. If they pray with us and they don't sleep, so they don't need to listen to the program anymore. But I'm sure they will have a blessed night of sleep.
Indeed, Bishop. Ongash tatu popimpano na Bishop tatina na mpano kucha. O pamito kosa usikum prakene wanyong horike o taivrika horara noramba ya tema. Sha shopuni ni matai ya kukuponda, puni ni matai tai kupiaga ni kusiku. Oturina na mongro kinjinone na tatu ningere kondi. Kucha hotoka garikana. Ngashi Bishop istu buramano kucha. Ngashi tatu kwa garikana pa mwinatze mongro kione na njino. Otatu ka ningere kondi kucha. Nomea tatu kwa garikana na natango. Karunga o natango tavuru kweta. Erunduruko. Oku garikana ashike natze. Shoshu tatu pungwe evuri kwa kungwe. Tavike garikana kari jashere. Fupi pungwe. Nde Bishop otatu buramano kucha. Otatu ka ningere kondino. Opo karunga. Our pay to bring change in their life.
Exactly. People have to understand prayer has. How do you say prayer has power in Oshivambu? Yes, you have to teach me that one later. You speak very fast. Say again.
Egarikano.
Egarikano.
Orina onkondo.
Orina.
Onkondo.
Onkondo. Orino kondo.
Yes, Bishop.
Oh, I see. I'll learn. Kashona na kashona. So. You are going to pray with us. You are going to pray with us with the glass of water, with the bottle of water, and you are going to sleep well. You can include the name of your family member, the name of your child, your son, your daughter, your brother, your sister, your husband, your wife, your mother, your father, or your family member. Or maybe a friend that's like a family member, friend like brother, friend like sister. And you are going to pray for them as well. And if you have been thinking of committing suicide, if you have been having this idea of taking your life, don't do that. As we always say here in the Stop Suffering, suicide is never, never, never our way out. It's never. Actually, Jesus is the way. That's the topic of this week. There is a way out. And who is the way out? Jesus Christ. He said, I'm the way, I'm the truth, and I'm the life. The way, the truth, and the life. So do you want life? Give Jesus a chance. We are going to be praying for you in the name of Jesus Christ. And I'm sure God will bless your life. Just like we are having this week, the testimony of Luciano. Luciano is back with us here in the studios of Eagle FM here in Vinduque, the capital. And some of you heard his story, the suffering, the pain, how he was involved in like bad friends and fighting and all that. For those who didn't hear Luciano, quickly now, I'm not going to go into all the details like Tuesday, but your suffering started at around 13 years old.
Yes, Bishop. Good evening, listeners. Yes, Bishop. Just as Bishop mentioned, my suffering basically started at the age of 13, between 13 and 14. So that was the time that I met friends. When I went to high school, I met friends. I got involved with alcohol. I got involved with drugs. And I engaged myself with so many wrong things that didn't fulfill me. I thought it will fulfill me. And it affected my character as well. So much to the point that I became stubborn. I became rebellious. I became someone that that no one ever thought I would become. Because my father also passed on at the age of 13. So it played a huge role in my life. So that is where I ended up doing things or engaging into things that didn't fulfill me.
So it began, the suffering began with the passing of your father.
It started when my father passed on.
So it's like you lost, you became like wild.
I became a lost case, to say, because now people started looking at me and said, no, you will never change. Because the way that I got into the suffering, the way that I got into the addictions, it was more of a peer pressure. It was more of, no one forced me, but it's also the environment that I grew up in. And perhaps there are someone that grew up in this environment where people he sees these people are not good. It's not good. They are not good examples. They are living their lives and they just want to be like this person. They just want to experience things. And the most critical time of a young person's life is that puberty, when they move over from being young,
being a child,
growing up into an adult. So they want to experience, they want to be eager to do certain things.
And you told us on Tuesday that you came to a point even of fighting at school with knife, even pushing your teacher. So the school, you told us the school kind of closed.
Yes, Bishop.
Because of the fight.
Yes, I was very aggressive. That's the only thing I know, that I was very aggressive, because no one else could stop us fighting. Even the police tried and they said the only way out is for one of these guys to die, until the point whereby I even started fighting with my brothers. And even my mother, I used to have that fear of my mother, but ever since I started doing drugs, that fear left. Because now I was in my own adulthood, to say, because I experienced things. I felt like I was big now. I'm grown. No one can tell me what I want to do.
Which drugs were you doing?
I was mostly doing marijuana. I tried tuck. As soon as I see that the tuck, it started working now on my brain. It started working now more on my behavior, because I was already aggressive. And this thing, whenever you smoke it, it's like you are living in a world, but it's like people don't exist. You don't have feelings toward the other person. You can hurt the person, but you don't have any feelings, remorse towards this person. So you do not care about how others feel. It makes you selfish. You only think about yourself. You don't care about someone else.
So going back to the moment that you came to Namibia, so you ran away from South Africa. You're originally from South Africa. You run away from South Africa to come to Namibia. And before you speak, that's the situation, Pastor Nana, is of many people. They try to run away from the problem. For example, they are from the north. They say, no, let me go to Vinduk, let me go to Comas, because there I'll start a new life. They even try. But the problem is not in the place. The problem of Luciano was not in the place where he was staying from what's the name of the city again?
Northern Cape.
Northern Cape.
Yes.
Which city?
Northern Cape, Upington.
Upington. From Upington. He said, so let me move to Nanibe, because there things will start a fresh new life. So there are people who come from the north, others from here, from the capital, they go to Erongo, they go to Swakop, to Walvis Bay, and thinking that if they move from one place to the other, they'll solve the problem. But they only solve the problem when they remove the evil that is in them.
Yeah, indeed, Bishop. Ngashita tupumonye nyeko kuroja rusi ya nampano kucho. Kwa zina na kwa pindona. Nera lakano andoe mo venduka arundurule. Ashike na tangu erunduru kinari ya shashingashi Bishop itatumbura mpano kucho. Erunduru kolino kuza meni jetu. Genge meni tamrunduru kane nanga ingei. Okaramunye kutakurunduru ka. Shashu ui na uli meni. Uili nae kauli kepehara mpauli. Ui nae uli meni meni joe. Meni ngengi tamrunduru ka. Ombe po ya karunga ye mungwe, nenangai uina imbuni tozimu. Dimburu kwa kuchokunari, onjira dimbali, uina inu wanao. Shachingeika dinu wanao, anenu dinu uinai. Indeed, Bishop, no matter how they'll be able to go to one city, to another city, there is always the change, it needs to happen inside.
Inside. That's why we're going to pray for you. Call the toll-free number. Call now. It's a free call. You don't need that time. The church will pay the call for you. That's why it's called a toll-free number. 0800-223-335. We are not picking calls now. Only after, in here live, we are only going to talk to you after the testimony. But you can call the toll-free. The lines are open. 0800-223-335. Include your name, the name of your friends and family in the prayer book for the moment of prayer. So, Luciano, let us fast forward now to the moment that you came now to Namibia. So, what happened here in Namibia? You tried to come this side thinking your life was going to change. What happened here?
Okay, so when I came to Namibia, As I said, I made new friends. I engaged myself to new friends, and I had to adapt to a new environment, because here it was more of a thing of you don't really see people doing, or the location that you are staying is more peaceful. But now I needed to adapt to that peace, but I had to look for people that could fit my nature, my type of way of doing things. And I eventually find this type of people. I eventually find this type of friends, because I was looking for them, I found them, and when I met them, everything was fine, everything was okay. So we started now, when I met them, I asked them, show me the places where they are selling drugs, show me the places where people are chilling out, where young people are going to chill out, and they started showing me. So we would go to this place, we would go to that place, but for them, people were always afraid, because for me, I still had that thing of, I can't go home without fighting with someone, because I was very aggressive. So if someone just step on my toe or step on my shoe, there will be a fight. Any small reason will cause a fight. So we went to a club somewhere in town, and we were at the club just chilling. And we were just chilling at the club. I was with my two cousins that I normally go out with, and they are friends, because they got friends that could suit into us. And we were just there chilling, drinking, and then I told them, no, let's just go home. But they ended up telling me, no, it's too early. So I could feel that, you know, I'm too drunk. Anytime anything can happen, I'm in a strange place. I don't know the place. I don't know where to run to. So we were there chilling. And eventually there was a fight that broke out. So I told them, let's disappear. Let's go. And while we were there, one of them got injured during that fight, and we had to start the fight from there. And I told them, guys, I want to change. I honestly want to change. My aunt came to speak to me when we got home, and she told me that if you don't change, we will send you back to South Africa. And I told them, no, I'm going to look for a job. This is where I got the retail job now.
Yeah, and then the job.
Then I got the retail job. The job continued. I got the job. They hired me, but it was not even a year into the job. And we started making fake accounts. We started stealing at work. the fake accounts that we opened was more than 150,000. So the police, that day, I knocked off early, that Friday. I knocked off early and the police called and they called me on my phone and they told me, no, you need to return yourself to the police station because there's a case that was opened against you. Because you open, you guys stole 150,000. Already in my mind, my aunt already told me she will send me back. So I was already like, if I get home, I'm just going to get my things and then I'm gone again. I will not even tell her that I'm going. I will just leave without telling anyone. And then I passed by the church. But then something just told me, no, just move in. Just turn in. Just make a turn. I went inside.
The Universal Church
Universal in town. In town. What's because from? I was working at Marua Mall, so I had to walk from Marua Mall, passing by the church.
Mm.
So I turned in, one of the pastors met me there, and he told me, just do the right thing and turn yourself to the police. Until when are you going to run away from your problems? Until when are you going to be this type of person? Because I thought, when I turn in, the pastor will tell me, no, you are human. You can make mistakes, and it's okay. You don't need to turn yourself in. I thought the person will... The pastor will soft soap or hide my problems. He will not tell me the truth. So I turned in. He spoke to me and it really caught my attention. And I was like, but really, until when am I going to just run away from my problems? And that day I went from there. He made a prayer and we went to the police station. I got there. The man spoke to me. He showed me some video clips and I wanted to deny that it wasn't me. But then he showed me some video clips and he told me, no, is that not you? Is that not your friends? And I told him, no, it's me. And he showed me there were guys outside at the cell. They were busy gymming and they were just busy outside their cells. And they said, you will sleep among those guys tonight if you're not going to talk the truth. Because he was recording something on a small gazette. So I had to speak the truth that night. He told me, no, you can go home. We will call you as soon as the... Your date is set so that you can appear in court. It was the Friday. So that same Friday, I went back to church and I attended the Friday service because for me, I was like, if I go from here, I'll go back to my friends. I will drink. And once I'm drunk, I don't know. I will just disappear from home, but I don't know where am I going to go. But Saturday morning, my aim was I will go back to South Africa. But then they took my passport. Because they went with me home, the police. They went with me home. They took my passport. They took my ID. They took everything.
Your documents.
All my documents so that I don't run or don't leave the country. So after that, I took a cab. I went to church. I went to attend the Friday service. That same Friday. I attended the Friday service. And after that, I went back. After the service, I went back and I wanted to drink. Because I was like, let me just go drink, let me just go smoke. But the alcohol that I tried drinking, it couldn't enter.
I couldn't swallow.
As soon as I just lift up the bottle, just a sip of it, it didn't want to go down. I just started vomiting. Then I was like, okay, let me try to smoke. At least maybe this will work. I tried smoking, but it was like I'm suffocating. It is not working at all.
It was already the power of God working in your
life.
Yes,
Bishop. And then I was like, no, I will just go home. Honestly, I will just go home. I went home. I still didn't tell my aunt. I was like, how am I going to tell my aunt that I'm in this situation? Because I know that she told me the last time I will send you back. Plus, she also couldn't send me back because my document is with the police. But how am I going to tell her that this is the current situation? That Saturday morning, I went back to the church. I went to go speak to the pastor. I told him what happened the previous night. And this is where he introduced me now to the viewer, to the YP, back then it was YPG.
The youth group.
To the youth group. And I was like, no, I didn't come for me to attend a YPG or a youth hangout or anything. I want to have anything to do with the youth group. Because for me, I attended previously and I was like, these people like jumping. They are too hyper. And for me, it's not what I want because I was more of, I want to hustle. I want to be a hustler. And this is where I was like, no, Pastor, I will just come back the next day. I left. I went home again. And then I came back the Sunday. That same Sunday.
You started coming to church every day.
I started coming. That's where I started coming to church now because I saw that really that there is God in this place because I always used to look at people and I was like, But these people are way different. The way that they are, the way that you, just their appearance can tell that there's something different, totally different. And it really attracted me. And this is where I was like, you know what? Let me give it a try. And also, my aunt used to get a bottle of water from church. And every morning, she would come with that bottle of water and sprinkle over us and pray in the house.
Oh.
And she would...
She was using her faith.
And that Sunday, she also told me, no, since you are going to church, you are going to stay for the youth group. And I was like, okay, let me try the youth group as well. This is now when I met new friends. And this is where they told me, because I told them, I can't come to church every day. I don't have kept money. And they were like, no, if you really want God, if you really want to change for God, you will have to walk from Komazdal to town. And every Wednesday, Friday, Saturdays, and sometimes Sundays, we would walk from Komazdal to church. And we would walk as a group. And most of them are currently now pastors. Most of them are pastors at the church now.
Mm-hmm.
And we used to walk to church every day, almost every day. And this is where I was like, but I can't walk with people that look so happy, because inside of me, outside, people can tell I have changed. But inside is where the problem was, because I was still not happy. I was still not at peace with myself. I was still aggressive, because I used to, when I go home with them, when I get home, I will not go home. There used to be a corridor in Komazdal, and it was a dark corridor. I would go and sit in that corridor, and I would just sit there, just trying to figure out, is this going to work for me, or is it not going to work? I was still within church and the world. And until one day, one of the youth found me sitting in that corridor, and they went to go tell the youth pastor, and he came to speak to me. That was his first time speaking to me. And he told, and he asked me, what do you really want? Because from the look, because I told him straight, Pastor, I'm struggling, because I'm between going to church, giving my life to God, and still wanting to be in the world.
It was an inner battle. Yeah.
And I never promised myself that it was going to be easy. Maybe there is someone thinking that giving your life to God as well, it is an easy battle. It's never an easy battle, but you need to be determined. That's the most important thing.
Okay. So before you continue, and if you are listening to us right now, and you are in a difficult situation, maybe like Luciano, perhaps you did things that they were wrong. Now you are afraid. But by the way, nobody judged you in the church.
No one, Bishop.
When the pastor told you the truth.
Yes.
But no one judged you.
Yes. When I came, even with my appearance, no one judged me. I just, by myself, I was like, no, these people are different.
Did you feel welcome?
I felt welcome, but for me, I was like, no, I didn't want to accept the way that they are welcoming, but they were very welcoming.
Yeah, so in the church, no one will judge you, we won't judge you, we will help you, just we have a project in the church called Help, and our motto is we don't judge you, we help you, and that's what Luciano found. So if you need the help, you can call now, include your name in the prayer book. Doesn't matter what you did, perhaps you did things, perhaps you are running away, just like Luciano was running away, and I'm sure when we pray, they'll find the help.
Yes, indeed, Bishop. Otam otam kamone watiraho. Kiongasha arata tumono, Bishop, tatumora mpano kucha. Rusiano kapunangwe mpangura, shweya pongereka. Okwa mone watero. Nonando, otatumora mpano kucha peta mkoshiri. Onto ya tambaje kononando ngayo ndendi na natango. Eko njitha thano montima. Shoturi mpano akuriko, ita natuya mpano tukupangure. Iho turi mpano tukuatero. Ngasho programa tatia mombe pongalinge kucha otulimpano toku watere. We do not here to judge anyone, Bishop. We are here
no,
to
not at all. And by the way, tomorrow he came for the first time. He came to the church Friday.
On a Friday.
It was a Friday.
Exactly on a Friday, Bishop.
The day of deliverance. And tomorrow is Friday. You can get the opportunity. Now, Luciano, what was the decision that you made that really your life started really changing?
I started engaging myself, and I told God, you know, I'm going to give you 3 months. And
you made a challenge.
I made a challenge with God, 3 months. And within that 3 months, if my life doesn't change, I'm not going to come back to this place. And with that comes a decision as well. It comes with a dedication. And I dedicated myself. I was like, even if I have to walk.
In those 3 months.
In those 3 months. And it was towards December. And December was rainy season. Even in the during the rain, we used to walk. I used to walk from Kumasdal.
Under the rain.
Under the rain to church. Even the sun can be how hot, I will be walking. And my friends used to ridicule me. They used to laugh at me. But that didn't stop me. I made a real decision because I started getting tired of doing the same thing over and over. It's just the same routine. And I was like, you know what? This is the decision I'm taking. And within those 3 months, I could really see a total difference within myself, even though I didn't receive the Holy Spirit yet. And I told myself, okay, I'm going to push more. I'm going to push more. I started coming for evangelism at church. I started engaging more in the youth hangouts. I started coming more for services, more often for services. And this is where I was like, you know what, God? If this is what you want me to do, I'm going to do it for you. Mm-hmm. And this is where I got to understand that this is what God wants me to do. He wants to transform me from inside out and not just from outside.
Which services were you attending?
I mostly attended Wednesdays, sometimes Thursdays, and then Fridays. And then I would come for impossible cases.
Saturdays.
And then I would attend 2 p.m. on Sundays, plus Sunday, 10 o'clock.
So you were coming to church, making the chain, what we call chains of prayer.
I used to make the chains of prayer because I wanted my life to really change.
Can you say that the chains of prayer Friday for deliverance? We were coming other days as well, but can you say that the one of Friday was helpful to you?
Yeah, that one was the most important one in my journey, in my Christian journey, because I remember that even though if I just sit or if I just get the smell of alcohol, it I can't take it because it's gone, it's out. That was the most important service for me because I would come for Friday services, but I would come with a decision that I want to be free. I opened myself, I opened my heart, and I told God I want to be free. Even though I didn't manifest, even though no, because people are looking for that a strange thing that needs to happen with them during the service, even though that didn't happen with me, but I believe
you were set free.
I was set free.
So you stopped drinking?
I stopped drinking. Smoking. I stopped smoking. Even my friends came to me and they were like, here is the beers, here is the
cigarettes,
the drugs.
The drugs.
I was,
they offered you for free.
They offered me, but I was like, no, I'm done with it. I'm completely done with it.
How long now? How many years have you been free from alcohol and drugs?
It's now plus 7.5 years.
Completely
free. 7.5 years.
And before you were drinking, smoking every day or almost every day?
Every day, drinking, smoking, every day. So as I told Bishop, I would even go to school drinking, go to school smoking.
Well, now I have to ask you, Luciano, who is Luciano today?
Bishop Luciano is a changed man, completely changed. God transformed my life. I even went back to school. I finished my studies. And currently now, I'm still studying. God transformed my life. The most important thing that God gave me was the Holy Spirit, Bishop. I remember that even now that I got transformed, I realized that there's something missing. And this was the Holy Spirit. I went into a fast of Daniel. That was now after I got delivered. The church introduced the fast of Daniel. That was my first fast of Daniel. I participated in this fast of Daniel for 21 days. And exactly the whole 21 days went by. And at the end of the 21 days, I was like, I still didn't receive the Holy Spirit. But I didn't feel bad because I told God that I want to receive your Holy Spirit. I want to receive your Spirit inside of me. So that day, it was on a Wednesday, Bishop preached. You want to gain the whole world, but you are losing your own soul. And I told myself, you know what? I can't lose my soul again to the world. If I don't have the Holy Spirit, that means anytime the devil can return. Anytime if he finds my place not in order, he can return. And I started reading the Bible more. I challenged myself that I'm going to read the Bible more. I'm going to participate more of things that has to do with faith. I started reading books of the church just for me to have an understanding. And it was also that time that the Nothing to Lose movie came out. So I started engaging more in the things of the church and understanding the Bible, the most important thing. And until one night, I woke up at 12 in the evening and I prayed and I told God with a sincere heart that, God, I don't want to go back to the world. If your spirit doesn't enter inside of me, it is certain. You say that it is written in the Bible that the devil will return and he will return with seven other spirits. And this is not what I want. I want my life to be completely in your hands. And that night, Bishop, the Holy Spirit came upon me.
Amen. So who is Luciano today? You complete. Are you working?
I am working, Bishop. I am currently working in the medical aid field. And I'm also doing my bachelor's in education. So God transformed my life. I got married as well.
You got married recently?
Yes, Bishop.
When?
The 20th of December.
December. So you are in the honeymoon.
Yes, Bishop.
You are in the honeymoon. You're happily married.
Yes, Bishop.
In the honeymoon. So what do you want to say? So you are going to say after the break, but the time is not going to be enough. And then we're going to conclude your testimony. But I wanted to say your final remarks for those who are listening to us out there. And I want to say to you who are listening, and perhaps you don't sleep without drinking alcohol. You don't sleep without smoking something. You are going to sleep in Jesus' name tonight without drinking alcohol. Prepare a glass of water. Prepare a bottle of water. We're going to pray in the name of Jesus. And when you drink, you are going to sleep well. Okay, call the toll-free number 0800-22-3335 and include your name in the prayer book. Let's go for the break. We are going to come back shortly.
Uchane udi woye usike peni okuna onjira kuzamu kuri sapo okumona ihuna oprohorama toi eterwa kongerka yo universal yo shirongo shakarunga paturura oradio yoye etiari netine pomgoi sigo omlongo uosiku kekuthikuthi jo Igor FM.
We are back. 0800-22-3335 is the number to call. You perhaps who have problems to sleep at night, you like Luciano, you have to drink alcohol every day. There are people, Pastor Ananias, that it's not that they like to drink. It's like they have to. It's like something that's pushing them to drink alcohol or to smoke drugs. But the same way that Luciano got delivered, God can deliver them as well.
Indeed, Bishop. Ngashina na to prakine etumara kaja Luciano mpano tari chapulitha nenge tari nyanyu dhampano. Karunga opa mwena tango yokarara inono marovu yokarara inono hiro makaya nena njino datu ningeihire kukucha karunga tungwaru ndurula Luciano oetu karunga ngume ngono tavurukuru ndurula nkara mwenye okoe shua pumbwa kuningo shua shikoku okuitara ngashi Luciano tapopimbano kucha okwa ninge tokoro ne tokoro ndino jetano kuri to bring a change in his life.
Yeah, God is waiting for you. God wants you to come to him. I'm going to talk about that shortly. But before, I have to let Luciano give his final remarks. And if you want to know him in person, before you give the final, where they can find you, Luciano?
They can always find us at the Universal Church, Otspan Platz, 32 Independence Avenue.
So in the same way he found the help there, you can also find help. God is just waiting for you. Tomorrow is Friday, the day that he came. The day that his life started to change. It didn't change one day, but it started changing from that Friday. He was walking from Arua Mall to Comasdal, and you pass in front of the church. Do you still remember that day well?
Yes, I can still remember it, Bishop. I was very vulnerable. I wanted to give up on myself.
Mm. So what do you want to say, Luciano, to those who are listening to us right now and they don't know what to do, they are desperate? What do you want to say to them?
My word of advice will be, whatever decision that they are taking to change their lives, they must never try to do it by the strength of their arm. Because most of the times we try to resolve issues, we try to resolve problems, not knowing that there is God. But the moment that we make God the priority of our problems, we give everything into His hand without taking anything. We don't take credit because we change. We don't take any honor because we change. We give everything to God. God is going to help us to change. And we must never try to follow our own decision. Always ask help from God. God is never far from us. He's just a word away from you, a help away from you. And they must know, especially to our young men, that whatever that they are facing, whatever that they are going through, there is a way out. There is help. And help is always at hand.
Yeah, if you want to know Luciano in person, 32 Independence Avenue, Ospamplat, Vinduc, you can find him in the church Friday, especially Sunday morning, right?
Sunday morning especially, Bishop.
Sunday morning, 10 o'clock in the Gathering of Faith and Miss Luciano, thank you very much for your testimony.
Okay, Bishop.
God bless.
Yes, Bishop.
Yes, so you are listening to us now. You can call the toll-free number. And include your name, the name of friends and family in the prayer book, 0800-22-3335, 0800-22-3335. There are men of God now waiting for your call to include your name, the name of your friends and family in the prayer book, okay? And the Bible verse for tonight, the Bible message for tonight, I would like to read. I'd like to read for you what is written in the book of Matthew. I'm sure you heard this message before, but it's the word of Jesus Christ. When he said, Matthew 11, chapter number 11, verse number 28. Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. That's what many people, Pastor Festus, they need. They are tired. Luciano was tired of suffering, was coming. That's why he ran away from South Africa, from Upington, coming to Namibia, moving to his auntie's house, thinking that he would find rest. He arrived here, he found more problems. And now he thought, now that he had problems now in Namibia, he wanted to go back to South Africa. But he understood that there was a man of God there in the church who told him, until when are you going to be running away?
Yes.
So to run away of the problems, not going to solve the problem. What's going to solve it is for them to face the problem with faith in God.
Yes. Ongashu takutua kucha. Yes, oteifana tatikucha. Ileni kwame. Amushe avahamlongo no mwalolo kifwa ame oandi mpetru muko omawashike mbela oshata popilenga ho oshisho kushishi kucha oulipo opo tomoni huna yote kuifanane wehene puye uye kuye teifana tati ileni kwame na ame handi mpetru muko ohale tru muko etru muko kukofana wa kwa mwiho kofana wa ufiku yesho teifana. I'm saying, Bishop, there are many people who need this rescue. They want to be free. Jesus is calling, saying, come to me, all of you. He called for those who are. He knows that there are many people there in suffering. They don't sleep during the night. They have no hope. They it's like there is no way out. It's like they accept this is my life. No, Jesus is calling, Bishop.
Yes, and tomorrow, Friday, we are praying that the walls of Jericho, as the Bible says, in Joshua chapter 6 and also Hebrews chapter 11, that by faith the walls of Jericho fell down. And there are many people, Pastor Ananias, that have spiritual walls. It's like the ways are closed. They apply for a job. There's like beginning of the year now, people, they're sending CVs. They're sending the application for jobs, for promotions. But it's like there's something blocking. By faith, these walls, these spiritual walls, will fall down.
Indeed, Bishop. Mara ironga nzono itai tachi umeri na upatruko moro wapata wakuthiro omba piradwe zironga mpa wakuthiro omba piradwe zironga mpano iho mwerongo no wapatruka ongash tatu bishop eshi dengo nthindo pano kucha paitaro ekumajaya iriko ojai jahu paitaro onatango ekumanjoro tarimbi wa monirongo lino kuwa by faith, Bishop, they will get the answer.
Yeah, anyway, you can call now live. We're going to start getting calls 083-283-2888-401. You can call. You have a spiritual problems, like a wall, a spiritual blocking your ways. You can call. But if the line is busy, then you can call the toll-free of the church, 0800-22-3335. We lost the caller, but you can keep trying. Okay, the lines now are open, 083-083-2888-401. That's the number of Eagle FM. Yes, you can speak to us live now. We have the first caller. Good evening, caller.
Good evening, Pastor.
Good evening. What's your name?
I'm Elizabeth from Hagen.
Elizabeth, and you are calling from where?
Hagen.
Okay, Hagen. And Elizabeth, what is the problem? What's the situation that you have? You want us to pray for you. What's it?
Pray for me. My oviduct is too paining. And the lungs and the abdomen. And my left shoulder. And I prayed for nurses I want to approach.
So we are going to pray for your health, and you're going to pray for your application as well. Billy, prepare a glass of water. Prepare a bottle of water. We're going to pray for the water for you to drink. Okay, Elizabeth?
Okay.
God bless you. You can call. Call 083-2888-401. Can call live now. The line is open here from the studio of Eagle FM in Vinduk. Because there are people, they are trying. They're trying, but they're trying with their like Luciano was saying, they're trying to overcome this problem. But when the problem is spiritual, they'll not be able to overcome when the problem is a spiritual problem. For you to overcome a spiritual problem, they need a spiritual weapon. We have a next caller, please.
Good evening, caller. I'm talking about dengue. Yalo, o hatu ku vatereshke conclusion no to den ku japeni ne dina lo lide.
Dina la ngai mato shaka no kede mo kudira ko ingoko. Dina ngo problema ngolongo aningana mi simbolile.
Waningana ave simbolile.
Ende simboli mwe no kuringe to kola u jonde.
Okay. Puliki na ke shongwe lilanjwa mara dio ne nalita kuchwa kucha. Ngengo wa no mevao. Ndereka pena shisha wa lokapo. Walongi kidano kwa kupiko kwa mevandishi? Ngoa no mevaho ndi no mone mangulu kolo Ucheshi kuchino pungu wali no kupuliki na kola diwe Eshongo wape walo Uchashawa no mevaho nenali to manguluka Oitavela?
Nde itavela
Amen No japo pola diwe
Amen Dinako wali natango wane umbola wana wani kangu mtu wapungwa ukwiri kanenma
Wane umbola wane liwa nga piovo?
Kontango pongo yopo
Okay Hatu ili kare mbolo e. E dinalu mbolo e liye? E dinalu mbolo e, olie?
O Mateo Shakanuka.
Ok. Hatu ntula mome ili kano amushe.
Ewa tate.
Ewa.
083-2888-401. Next caller.
Good evening, caller.
Hello.
Matoko rapate. Na wanga. Otate je nota dengeri peni.
Otate vripata.
Tate vripata otate dengeri peni.
Kokamanya.
Kokamanya. Atu kuatereshke mungu rukio nena?
Ae, onda rechisa irongwazi. Nenda haa kusuna kwa skorane.
Ok, tate wanji. ayo tatu kutura megarikano longi kitura kwa kupikome yanga shtuati tathika tukio watu ninge shongo ndino na tango karunga apaturo miero doe
ok omacho nomora nji yo shari o idi
onja o shari onora no hetatu no onora mbali ombali yari onda tu ya tatu nontano
ok
Yeah, 0800-222-3435 is the number to call the church, the toll-free number. If you don't have airtime, if you don't have credit to call, you can call the toll-free. There are people waiting for your call, and they will include your name, the name of family members and friends for the prayer book. We are going to have a short break. We have still 1 minute. I think we can get the call quickly. Quickly, please.
Next caller.
Good evening, caller. I'm talking about now,
Watakula
po mimi watate nge kuja pene dina la uliri?
Maktale ndi denge kuja konda mwa.
Ok, to denge kuja konda mwa. O hatu kuga likane niko mbinga akime maga darena?
Ndala mwa likane ne umbo lange.
Ok.
Nde no kana kange onesa opo ita kwa tafana na wanamwa ina.
Ok.
Shashaka kufangi ni mayanu.
Ok.
Nokana kange na tango keli moskoro poka dure kuironga kapite.
Ewa meme.
Nokama keli pumbo na tango nda halaka moneo skora nilo iron.
Ok. Watu ntula muma alikano.
Watu.
Walungi kitanloka kupiko yiko mewandishi. Ino japo pala jio
Watu.
Yalo.
Dit maak nie saak hoe groot jou probleme mag leek nie. Daar is 'n uitweg. Hou op om te lê. Program gebring deur die Universele Kerk van die Koninkryk van God. Elke Dinsdag en Donderdag van 9:00 tot 10:00 in die aand hier op Eagle FM.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device,
we are back. We are back. I think we have a caller. Next caller, please.
Good evening, caller.
Hello.
Matokora pemi. Omemeje, nota dengeri peni.
Omera hota dengu kuzagoshigambo.
Memera hota tukugari kene shikenena.
Hote gari kane nondino mero da pata pasta.
Ok, mewaji.
Ndino shipota sharandura nje ndiri mo ino senda. Ndo mero da tindo kwe uruka, ndari kukonjiki.
Imembe wanjo atuku ninge gari kano kongurukio nena. Natango tunongire kareti yoriponda mwa natango mportondo kira putare.
Ewa.
Tatuke kuningire garikano. Ngerongi kita waka kupikwe kumea, tatuke kuningire garikano.
Ewa, pastor.
Tangi mimi wanji.
Ewa, tangi.
And tomorrow we are going to have this strong prayer for deliverance in all the Universal Church branches throughout Nanibi, Ondangwa, Oshakati, Oshikango, Enana, in Omusati region, then Otapi, the doors of the church are open throughout the country. We have another caller. Good evening, caller.
Oma tokera pon dengi.
Okay.
Oma tokera pon awa. Oto dengi kujapen nedina lo liye.
Tangi kujapata nala.
O tangi. Tangi atuku galikani nishike conclusion nena.
Oma galikani nene teham.
Memo teham. Opre li pamena avopo. Ok, ripa mwena ave. Ok. Longe ki duta loka kopiko yiko meva, shashike ke kulolo programa atu ke kuningilo meilikano. Memo edina la yori liye? Me Helena. Alo? Ok.
Yeah, you can prepare your glass of water. You can prepare your bottle of water. Many people, they ask, why do we pray for the water? It's in the Bible. It's biblical. It's in the word of God. God promised to bless our bread and our water and take away sickness from the midst of us. Okay, so have your glass of water. Your bottle. It's a challenge of faith. It's a challenge of faith. We have another call.
Good evening, caller. Matokorapo.
Good evening.
Matokorapo me. Omemeje, nota dengeri peni.
I'm Emilia Dula. I'm calling from Onelombo.
Okay, Meme. What can we
What can we pray for you today?
I'm going to start my school on the February, and still I did not get accommodation, so I'm requesting your prayer.
Okay, we are going to pray for you. Just prepare the glass of water at the end of the program. We are going to make a prayer for you.
All right.
Okay, Mwanji.
God bless. You can keep calling the number of the station 083-2888-401. We have another caller. Good evening, caller.
083.
Hello, we lost the caller. You can keep trying. 083-2888-401. Is the number to call and speak to us live. We are here from the studio of Eagle FM in Vinduque. You can just call and we are going to be include your name in the prayer book. But if you don't have airtime, you don't have credit on your phone, you can call the toll-free number of the church, 0800-22-3335. You don't need airtime. You can just call. We have another caller. Good evening, caller.
Good evening.
Good evening. What's your name?
Loide Thomas.
Luigi, and what can we do for you? What's the prayer that you want tonight?
I want a prayer. I have a knee pain.
For how long? Since when?
From last year.
From last year.
Yes, I going a lot to the X-ray, but they can't see anything. The pain is going.
But do you believe the power of God?
Yes.
We are going to pray for you. Prepare your glass of water or your bottle of water. We are going to pray. And when you drink, you are going to sleep well in Jesus' name.
Amen.
God bless you. Amen. You can keep calling 083-2888-401. The moment of prayer is fast approaching. Next caller.
Good evening, caller. Ma to kira panawa.
Kira panawa, tate.
Okay, me mota denge kujapin ned na lao lirie. Okay, what to cool? I can in the combing as you can measure Fina?
Tatongo Shia Mondinango on the Aronda, Montanangun and Avangina Valley on Ganawa.
Okay. In a mountain money, who you loyal?
Oh,
my poor Shongon and Amaladio Mukucha. Gengo walk along for me, oh, along it and I'll pick up command. Shonge ngo alongi for me vaundi na shini ngo nde ino mone lundruko la shamanga la monyoe njwete kucha showe tu denge langa umolo ashu neitavel ngengi ino mone lundruko la shamanga la monyoe muno na voe shodeni ino pumbu ali kudenge la kukola diyo kuilo kukalapo vali
yeah
ushonge olwe shongo wape wanga ho so inam japo pola diyo eni usheshike hulo ploga la maya tukani ngino meilikano pamo karungi ni mwateke ilundulula
0800-22-3335. That's the toll-free number of the church. And even after the program, the number is still working. We have another caller.
Good evening, caller.
Hello.
Matokora pa me. Omeme je, no to tengo ripeni.
Nerago.
Meme nerago, tatu kuate, shke mongru kyo nena. Okay, mimi wanje. Ata tukutura moga rike. Longo kitu raka kopiko mea, ungashi tatu popi kucho, tuneshongo dino mega rike anu, atu kai kutura moga rike anu ena, karunga awape apatro miero doi. Tangi mimi wanje.
083-2888-401, we have another call.
Good evening, caller. Mato, ke wapana wa? Okay, tato ta denge kujapen nedina lao lirie?
Martina kudira ko nyanya.
Oto dile, oto denge kudila ko nyanya. O hatu kuiri kanene kumbiga ashike kongolo shwene na?
Oh, dine mo yinje laro yida fiwa sanare.
Mm-hmm.
Ganda kanifani ronga nga shingo urambalite rongo.
Mm-hmm.
Ndapumbo elpasta pini maishe.
Okay.
Eno.
Oshi mashimwe kwa follow lipumbu alo. Yeah. Mungu le titano yonyanyo ilipo pepi no, no ndangwa. Oshi kucha ongerika mandangwa ilipeni?
Aika njishishina.
Okay. Polo no ushipo?
Polo no ushipo.
Okay. Oyashame ike no nima. Oyashame ike no hola ya muni. Konima, okay. Konima yo primary school, konima yo fikola ako. Yashama no hola ya muni. Hola, mwenye shike toje kukinyoka klinika, yo hola, yo ngeleka.
Oh.
Ningapunta londa lae. Ashike, otunesho ngweline na kucha, otoka nomevao, nomevao ishitano, toka anma, ngenge kapendo nunduruko la ningwa posha, ushishiku chakalunga kerikoshiri. Ashike ngenge kalunga kweli ndoto nomevao, o unoku mwane lunduruko mangla mwenye oe, oitavela. Amen. No japo pala jiowe.
Yeah, we're going to approach now the moment of prayer, but you can keep calling the toll-free number of the church. We have a last caller, Pastor, the last caller.
Good evening, caller.
Hello.
Not a good party.
Eh.
Otate jeta nota dengeri peni.
Otate jeta jeta tingo zila kwa nilombo.
Tatu wanja tukua tereshike mongru kyo nena.
Nalu kwa birengo njineko oka anakangi. Esekeka kofaka nangala, aga jekele mafitaka aluka.
Atuke katura mwa galikano nina?
Ewa, tatu.
Longu kitha kwa kopiko kumeeta kupora diyo tatu kaninge galikano ndi?
Ewa.
Yes, we're going to have the moment of prayer now. Have your glass of water ready. Have your bottle of water ready. We're going to talk to God.
When life becomes too hard to bear, leaving you overwhelmed and confused by the many problems that you face, why not turn to God in this time of trouble and hardship? Let us have a moment of prayer. Prepare your glass of water to bless you and your family. Let's talk to God.
Our Father, in the name of Jesus we pray, my Lord, for so many people who are suffering out there. People, my Lord, like Luciano, who are struggling to sleep at night. For them to sleep, they have to drink alcohol, they have to smoke something. But we pray, my Lord, that tonight they will sleep well, my Lord. Whatever spirit of darkness, of bad dreams, of nightmares that's disturbing them, we rebuke now all curses, all bad luck, all witchcraft. We rebuke in the name of Jesus, my Father. And we declare that the life of this person will start changing. They will sleep well tonight.
Karunga tatonyu kino nyapu koturimpa no tunanto embono ya kundukitha ora dio dhamethi mbondinonga shingei. Mbono enji takotha usiko nkuliri. Yenano nataya dhudhu kamomposo tunambono nkuliri. Omawekeme gawe tiko mwa Yesus. Otatu ya koshpara shoe nkuliri tueto shuwana shoe. Koshpara shoe no tatu ithana on kondo dhoe. Gashtwa ningeere kondino nkuliri. Ome angano ngashinge itwe gana mkuliri gambe kashota eke ganwa. Mome angano kondo dhoe dho hapuye diwani thon kuliri. Antwe ya mone manguruko. Otandi aganje momake goe. Omoro mo Yesu mkuliri wetu. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. You can drink now the blessed water. Drink with faith. You're going to sleep well tonight. You are blessed. Yes, you are blessed. And as we said, the Universal Church of the Kingdom of God is opened throughout Namibia. Friday is the day of deliverance. We have services in our Cathedral of Faith, 32 Independence Avenue, Ospanplatz. Here, the CBD of Vinduku, where Luciano found the doors of the church open. The services are 7 and 10 in the morning, 12 lunchtime, 3 p.m. afternoon service, and also 6 p.m. the main service. In Greenwell.
In Greenwell, we are in Daniel Street, next to the police station. So our services tomorrow, we are at 6 o'clock in the morning, 10 o'clock, 3 p.m., and 6 p.m. So the challenge continues tomorrow, especially to you who are facing so many problems. Maybe you don't sleep during the night.
Bishop, in Okurangava, we are in Ondodo Street, opposite ShopRite. You safe, stop and pray. Those of you who cannot sleep well, you are suffering from witchcraft, you can find us 7 o'clock in the morning, 10 o'clock, 3 p.m. and 6 p.m. in the evening.
Katutura.
Yes, Bishop, we are behind Groot Winkels in Richard Kamuhuka Street. We are 6, 7, 10, 12, 3, and the last service 6 p.m.
You can find us also in Ondangwa, in Oshakati, in Swakop, Wolves Bay, Grootfontein, Chumebi, or Chivarongo. I will not have time to say all the addresses. Call the toll-free number of the church. It doesn't stop working after the program. You can keep calling 0800, 0800-222-3335 is the number to call. And the program Stop Suffering comes here on air every Tuesdays and Thursdays, 9 p.m. How do you say that? Tuesdays and Thursdays, 9 p.m.
O programa yetu njonu ta ya mombe paruwa ya mombe pometi ya rino metine o kutameka pongo isiko ponlong. O programa nga shibisho pete shitumburampa.
Well, that is it from us. Tate Kalunga, Nemunyambeke, may God bless you all. You're going to sleep well tonight. Bye-bye. God bless.